Whitney Houston, I want to dance with somebody here on Kate Radio. It's 2:14 afternoons with Aaron, and it's a Tuesday. And of course, on Tuesdays, we talk with Tom Jones. Jonesy on a Tom Jones Tuesday. And Tommy, a good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Aaron. A little cold out there, but the wind isn't too bad yet, so we can survive, I think.
You know, right before we started our conversation, you were talking about a former sports director here at Kate Radio. You're talking about Mitch. And his last name, it's Widmeyer?
Widmeyer, correct, yep.
So I saw on Twitter today that Mitch put he's excited to be joining Bally Sports North Wisconsin in their digital content team.
Oh, wow. Okay, I haven't seen that yet.
So congratulations to him. Again, former Kate Sports Director Mitch Widmeyer, now with Bally Sports North Wisconsin with their digital content team. So maybe writing some stories online, who knows?
Yeah, last year, Aaron, you wouldn't have known, but he was involved in the Minnesota State High School League or some, one of the companies in the city that was broadcasting all the games online where you subscribe to it during COVID. And so he did the Albert Lee Austin girls section finals last year online. And we didn't go to the game, but my wife and I subscribed to it and watched it on her smart board at her classroom in Austin. And had a chance to talk to him after the game and keep up with Mitch. He's a great guy. I loved working with him. And yeah, great. I'll have to get in touch with him and find out more about that job. So I'll get you his number. You can get a hold of him, too.
Nope, that sounds good. Now, speaking of basketball, it was last Tuesday, so we haven't got a chance to talk about what was a great night at the high school last Tuesday. We had a lot of it on social media with videos, and you can listen back to your play-by-play. But it was a week ago today, Taya Jeffrey became the all-time leading scorer for Albert Lee girls basketball. And Jonesy, I know during the broadcast, because you follow these student-athletes, not just these current student-athletes, but you've been following Albert Lee sports for pretty much ever. So when you see a milestone like this hit like it was last Tuesday, I know it means a lot to you. You're emotional during our broadcast. I mean, what a great moment to be a part of. And what makes it even more special is you talked about this during the broadcast, that Taya Jeffrey, not just a great basketball player, just a really good individual. And it's cool to see good things happen to good people.
Oh, no doubt. And I don't know if I've ever seen such a Facebook following of her in that game the other night. I know you had some posts and some of the live audio too. Maybe you can tell listeners if they want to listen to that, because it was pretty great to listen to it again. But yeah, Taya is such a wonderful person, very involved with Fellowship of Christian Athletes at the high school and different things in the community. And certainly that has all helped her success on the basketball court, which has ultimately led her to play basketball at a very strong program in North Dakota.
Yeah, so congratulations to her, the girls basketball team. They got beat by Red Wing the other night. They get Mayo tonight. The boys have Mayo. The girls have Mayo. I'm assuming Rochester Mayo pretty good in boys and girls basketball.
Yeah, I don't think they're as strong as they've been sometimes in the past. And here's an interesting thing, too, Aaron. When we played Red Wing the other night up there, we got beat. I think it was about 15. And then the next night, Red Wing was up in or over in Mankato playing West. And West absolutely cleaned them. So just goes to show you, on any given night, anybody can beat anybody. But yeah, tonight the girls play. We've got a 4:45 C squad game finally. I'll be repping, and then 6 o'clock with the JV, and 7:15, 7:30 for the varsity, and the boys on their way up to Mayo after school here. So
girls,
a good night of hoops.
Yep, girls basketball at home tonight. If you're looking for something to do on a cold Tuesday here in Albert Lee. We got to talk about an event that the boys basketball team is putting on. We talked about this real quick during the calendar last hour, but we got a taco feed coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, and for the boys basketball, it's their big fundraiser this year, and we're hoping everybody will come out. It's on Sunday, I believe, 5 to 7 at the Armory, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have the tickets in front of me here. But come out and support the Tigers. They're $10 a ticket. They give you a big plate of stuff and food, I should say, and tacos in this case, and you support the boys program. And I really like the direction that Harrison Ketz has them going, and I just hope that in the future we've got some good young kids in the junior high coming up, and eighth grade's got a real nice program. And so I think the success will be happening. It may not happen again right away, but get out there and support the Albert Lee boys basketball program. In the past, they've had some more than one fundraiser, and it looks like that might be the only one that I'm aware of as a basketball parent here. So I know we'll be out there, and my son has to work an early shift out there. But so go out and support the Tigers. That's all I can say. Another thing too, Aaron, talking about the games tonight. If you're on Facebook, which a lot of people are, if you go to Albert Lea Boys Basketball page on Facebook, like it. They have Angie Teeter does a great job as the head of the program from parents' perspective to have a link to watch the game online.
Okay.
And a lot of these schools have YouTube channels. I've been watching because I referee the girls' games at home. I usually have to watch my son then play on my phone. And the girls, if you go to on a home game, girls or boys at home, you just go to Albert Lea Area Schools Communications, and then it says live feeds. Click on that. You'll watch the home games too. So no charge on either of those in the most case, in most cases. Northfield, I know, has a subscription when we play them. I don't know how much it is, so I haven't been watching those, but most of them have YouTube channels.
Tom Jones on a Tom Jones Tuesday here on Kate Radio. Afternoons with Aaron, of course, with you until 4 o'clock. And Jonesy, I want to talk a little bit about the Hall of Fame induction, or I guess they're going to announce later tonight. I think MLB Network's going to tell us who's getting into the Hall of Fame or who's not getting into baseball's Hall of Fame. Had a story on that Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds. This is it. This is their final time on the ballot. Maybe David Ortiz gets in on his first try. I guess, you know, and maybe we've had this conversation in the past. When it comes to guys that were part of the steroid era, guys that there are accusations, Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, that they did use performance-enhancing substances. Are you a guy that thinks after all these years they should get in because of the remarkable numbers they put up on the field? Or are you in the other boat saying, you know what, they use steroids or whatever they used, I consider them cheaters and they don't belong in the Hall of Fame? What side of the fence are you on?
Kind of middle of the fence, but I guess I would say to make it easy, but I would say that some of these guys need to get in. I mean, they're, you know, Barry Bonds had a lot of home runs before the steroids, but then you look at his 73 home runs, and I mean, that's just unheard of, and you obviously haven't seen it since. And with Roger Clemens, I know he had a tremendous workout regime he did, but all these guys did commit, did use, I guess at the time it was an outlawed substance, but it certainly improved their performance. And I think for that perspective, a lot of the media members are against them. And I'd read somewhere where there's a Boston writer who wasn't going to do a first ballot for David Ortiz because, I mean, basically he was a designated hitter most of his career, but his numbers again speak for themselves. I think of any of the Hall of Fame voting, I think this is going to be one of the more interesting ones. Thank goodness for us as Twins fans, we get to see two of our boys go into the Hall of Fame on the veteran selection this summer, which will be extremely exciting.
How big would it be for a Twins fans? Now, I know he didn't spend much of his career compared to how long he was in Boston, but he came through the Twins organization. If it was a Tony O, Jim Cott, and David Ortiz being inducted into the Hall of Fame coming up in July, I mean, Twins fans are going to flock out there for Cott and Oliva, but I just think that would be maybe icing on the cake if David Ortiz went in with those guys as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, David Ortiz wrote a really good book called Big Poppy. And in that, he talked about how the Twins had to make a selection on, it was either going to be him or Matthew Lecroy as their designated hitter. And they obviously took Matthew Lecroy and the rest is history there. But I ended up having somewhat of a career in MLB, but Ortiz went on. And he talked about, too, how when he got to Boston, he was still trying to pull the ball opposite field. And they said, why are you doing that? We've got a short fence and right out here. Let her fly. And, of course, the numbers speak for themselves there. So, yeah, I think Ortiz played enough first base, and I think he was a pretty good ambassador to the game. We may see him get in.
Tom Jones on a Tom Jones Tuesday here on Kate Radio. And again, I think tonight is when they make the announcements. David Ortiz, what I've been reading, is the one guy they think if anyone's going to get in, and there's speculation that Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens will probably come up just a little bit short their final time on the ballot. Well, Jonesy, I got to get your perspective because it was a wild weekend in the NFL. How much football did you watch over the weekend?
you know, about the only game I truly watched was the Bills game because it was Sunday night and I was reffing basketball all weekend, so I didn't have a chance to watch anything other than that. But I thought the Chiefs, boy, I'll tell you what, that was, it had to be the most exciting 2 minutes of football I've ever watched. And other than the Minneapolis Miracle, maybe I should say, but I think right now the Chiefs are the team to beat. We'll see.
Yeah, Chiefs and Bengals coming up this weekend, the Rams and the 49ers. Winners go to the Super Bowl. Hopefully some more good football coming up on Sunday. And yeah, I mean, the Kansas City game the against Buffalo, if that's not already been replayed on the NFL Network, I'm assuming it has to be an instant classic. That'll be around for forever because, and I think I mentioned this yesterday when I talked with Mike Grimm, Jonesy, imagine being a Vikings fan and being in either team's shoes. Your team won the game, but then your team, yeah. Oh, we're going to lose the game. Oh, whoa, we're going to win the game. Oh, I think we lost again. I mean, the Bills fans and Chiefs fans, they were put through the ringer on Sunday.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy going back and forth in those final 2 minutes. And, you know, you got to play to the end, I guess. That's the old motto in sports, and that's exactly what happened. Hey, Aaron, I'm going to switch the subject if I can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something I learned this week, and I did not know it, but the women's Final Four is in Minneapolis, and that's exciting to hear. I did not know that, and I don't know how much you know about it or the information you're getting as a media guy, but it would be fun. I think I might want to go up and watch some games, or I'm sure they'll have a fan fest to attend to, and what a great opportunity for Minneapolis. But now they got the mask mandate up there. It'll be interesting to see if that will be coming off by early April or not, but looking forward to that. Big thing here in the cities.
April 1st and 3rd. And is it being held? Is that Target Center?
You know what? Whatever you show on your screen there is where it's at.
Target Center. So, yep, it's going to be at Target Center. So let's see here. Yeah, April 1st. So that would be the Final Four matchup. Championship game would be on the 3rd. And you mentioned that mask mandate. It's kicking in tomorrow where you now have to have a vaccine card and or a negative COVID test. Starting tomorrow. So hopefully that those things are, you know, hopefully we're past this quote surge before April.
Yeah. And I know Minnesota is still kind of on a surge. A lot of the other states are kind of going down from what I've been reading and seeing, but well, that's a long ways away yet. I'm sure a lot of things will change between now and then. Who knows? Maybe another variant will be showing up.
You never know.
I didn't say that.
I know. You're not the only one thinking that. Not the only one. Tom Jones Tuesday here at 227. Jonesy, thank you so much for the time. We'll let you go, and we'll connect again next week.
Hey, sounds great, Aaron. It's always my pleasure.